You're watching Kids Ablaze from World Revival Church of Kansas City with your host, Lisa Liu, plus Dan Dan the Fireman, the wacky inventions of Professor Peanutty, and all your friends at the Kids Ablaze Firehouse.
Kids Ablaze, hearts on fire. Kids Ablaze, one desire. Kids Ablaze, hearts on fire. Kids Ablaze, one desire.
So I tell you, you're too young, you're too small in size. Don't receive it, don't believe it, you're a giant inside. Hey! Some might tell you you're too young, you're too small in size. Don't receive it, don't believe it, you're a giant inside. Hey!
Kids Ablaze, hearts on fire. Kids Ablaze, one desire. Kids
Get ready, ablaze. It's time for Kids Ablaze. Kids now, ablaze. Here's your host, one Lisa Liu.
Hi, boys and girls, I'm Lisa Liu, and I'm so excited to be here at the Firehouse. How about all of you?
Yeah!
How about you boys and girls at home? Are you excited? You know, has anybody seen Dan Dan the Fireman?
No.
I haven't seen him. Maybe I'll try calling him. Dan Dan! Can you guys help me?
Oh, Dan Dan!
Oh, here I am. Hey.
There he is.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, good to see you.
Hi there, all you kids at home.
Well, now that we're all here at the Firehouse today, who is ready for a super awesome time?
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
I know I sure am. I just couldn't wait to get here. I love learning about God with all of you. Who knew it could be so much fun? Today, we're going to be learning about how God is the Good Shepherd. I guess that means you guys are all like cute little baby lambs.
Oh, I'm going to come pet you. Oh, you're so cute. You're so cute.
Oh, just kidding. That's not what we're learning about today. Okay, well, maybe somebody can help me out with what it really means for God to be our good shepherd. Let's see. How about you, Jolie?
It means God is there to help you with anything you need.
That is absolutely right. Good answer. Well, maybe Dan Dan can help us more with what it means for God to be the good shepherd.
Well, kids, I tell you what, I know. One thing about him being a good shepherd is he will never, ever leave you. The only way you'll ever be alone is if you leave him. Like, for example, you might find a little mischief over here, a little mischief over there, until all of a sudden you're so far away, you can't find God anymore. But the good news is, when you call on him, he will always respond and come and help you. And that's what makes him the good shepherd.
Yeah, wow, that's a great answer. That sure sounds like someone that I would want to trust. You know, the Bible says in Psalms 23, verse 1, that the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need.
Right.
How could it get better than that?
Yep.
So we're going to learn more about this. But first, let's welcome to our show the amazing, the wonderful, the talented, Mr. Professor Peanutty!
Yay!
Woo! Come on in, Professor!
Hey, kids at home! Hi, Kids Ablaze! I'm back once again, Professor Peanutty, with another great invention. So, the other day, again, reading through my Bible, like I like to do, and I was reading about God being the Good Shepherd. And so I thought, wow, it must take a lot of time and a lot of energy out of God to keep an eye on all of his flock and all of his little sheep. And so when they're out and they're doing their things, they're being good or maybe they're being bad, maybe the shepherd, he needs to have something that could help him keep an eye on them, huh? So I thought I will create an invention that will help the parents be a good shepherd to their children. So I brought you guys the Shocking Shepherd Necklace. And so kids at home, they're all wearing their new necklaces. So why don't you guys go ahead and turn them on and everybody can see how cool they are. Wow. Look, they light up. So much fun. The other great thing about these, kids, is that when you think bad thoughts or when you are going to do a bad thing, perhaps, you get a shock. Oh my gosh, I'm getting shocked right now. But now your parents, they don't have to worry about you doing bad things. The pastors don't have to worry about you doing bad things. And the shepherd, he has you right where he wants you, safe and sound, right? Isn't that great? you guys just get a little electric shock when you say something that is not so nice, or you get a little electric shock when you go and play in the street when mom and dad say, do not get out of the driveway, okay? So aren't you guys so excited right now? I can see it on your faces, the happiness and the joy that you no longer have to decide for yourself to do good or to do bad. The decision is made for you, or you get a shock treatment, right? That's great. Oh man, I'm so happy for you. You're gonna be the best kids in school now, huh? Kids at home, isn't this exciting?
Wait a second, Professor Peanutty. Do we have to wear these shock collars so God will shock us when we do something bad? I don't think that's in the Bible. We're learning today about God being the good shepherd. I don't think it's very good if we have to get shocked every time we do something bad. So you know what? We like your invention. So why don't you go back to the lab and make us something new, and we can see you next time.
Okay.
Sound good?
That sounds like a great idea to me. Children, stay still and don't think bad thoughts about Professor Peanutty, because we know what would happen. You'll get the shock treatment. So kids at home, I'll go back to my lab. Maybe I can make these nice necklaces for the kids just for fun, huh? So goodbye. Have a great one. See you next time on the Kids Ablaze. Bye-bye.
Bye. Kids Ablaze.
We'll be right back.
World Revival Church, the place to begin again. Through powerful worship with Eric Newsom Thomason, preaching and teaching by award-winning speakers and authors Steve and Kathy Gray, training in marriage, finance, family, fun, fellowship, and friends for everyone. World Revival Church, when it's time to begin again. 10 o'clock Sunday morning, 9900 Yuhai Drive, Kansas City, Lee Summit.
Get ready for success at Libby Lane Academy. K through 12th graders excel in the rich academic environment of Libby Lane Academy. With a strong phonics and math-based education in the lower grades, plus music, drama, art, and sports electives through high school, Libby Lane Academy gives kids the advantage they need to succeed. Find out more today at LibbyLaneAcademy.com.
Get ready for more Kids Ablaze.
All right, guys, it's time for the scripture verse of the day. Yay! Yay! All right, let's clap our hands. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I have all I need.
I have all I need.
The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I have all I need.
I have all I need.
You kids have what?
All that we need.
You kids have what? Kids, I'm having a wonderful time today. How about you kids at home? Well, I've got an idea to make today even better. How about we ask Dan Dan for a story? How about it, Dan Dan?
Well, yeah, I think I could come up with a story for you. Yeah, you bet. In fact, I got a real good story for you, and it's about the lost sheep. Let's go take a look.
Once upon a time, there was a little sheep that lived on a beautiful hillside with a large flock of other sheep. The sheep were all happy and safe because they had a wise and strong shepherd to protect them.
98, 99, exactly 100!
But one day, the little sheep got very curious about life outside her safe and happy flock.
Every day it's the same thing! Walk around and eat some grass. Move to another area, walk around and eat more grass. I wonder what the grass is like on that hill over there.
Little by little, the sheep wandered further away from the safety of the flock.
Ooh, that looks interesting. And so does that. That looks really interesting.
Before she realized it, the little sheep had wandered away from the flock. She turned around and looked, but she couldn't see her flock or her shepherd anymore.
Oh dear me, I think I'm lost. What should I do? Maybe I'll try going this way.
The little sheep continued to stray further and further away. She saw new things she had never seen before. Some were pretty interesting, but some were very scary.
What's that? Get me out of here! Oh no, I'm scared! Oh dear me, I'm really lost now! Isn't there anyone who can come help me find my way?
Meanwhile, lurking nearby in the forest was a hungry wolf.
Yeah. What is this I see? A little lost sheep wandering around in the woods all alone? Whatever shall I do to help her? I know. I'll invite her to my place for din-din. But first, a very clever disguise. Nyah-uh-uh. Now to trick this little sheep into following me home, like a sheep to the slaughter. Why, hello there. What's a nice little sheep like you doing in a place like this?
Wow, I was just curious about how things were outside my flock, and I wandered away to explore, and now I'm very, very lost. Can you help me find my way back to my shepherd?
Well, the proverbial lost sheep, eh? Well, fear not, my little lamb chop. I just happen to be a bit of a shepherd myself.
Really?
Just follow me and I'll take you someplace safe and warm. Really warm. Like about 325 degrees for 40 minutes. What do you say, little lost sheepy?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you do look kind of like a shepherd, sort of, but
what?
But shepherd, what big eyes you have.
All the better to see you with, my little lamb chop.
And shepherd, what big ears you have.
All the better to get the facts. We just want to get the facts, ma'am.
And Shepherd, if I do say so myself, what a big nose you have.
Big nose? You think this is a big schnoz? You should have seen my grandmother. I went to buy her a hanky for her birthday, but they didn't have a size. I got a million of them.
You got a big mouth, too. And besides that, I think you might be crazy.
A big mouth, you say? All the better to eat you with, my little lamb chop.
Oh, dear me, you're no shepherd. You're a big bad wolf.
Correct. It is I, the big bad wolf. And you, little lost sheep, are tonight's meal.
Help! Help!
Ooh, ain't that a kick in the head?
Scram, you big bad wolf!
I'm scramming.
Why, it's my good shepherd. I recognize his voice. He came to save me.
That's right. I left the other 99 sheep just to save you.
Wow, really? You must really love me.
Are you ready to come back to your flock, little sheep?
Yes, and I promise I will never run away from the flock again.
And so the lost sheep was found and led back to the safety of her flock, never to wander away again.
Well, Dan Dan, I can sure say that I did not like that wolf.
Oh, me neither. You know, kids, people can be like that wolf sometimes. They act like they want what's best for you, but really, they have their own intentions, just like that mean old wolf.
Really? Well, what should we do about that?
Well, not to worry, kids, because with the good shepherd, you have everything you need. If you just stay close to him, he'll keep you safe, and he'll take you to some pretty awesome places.
Well, that sounds great. I think that's what I'm gonna do.
Me too, Lisa Lou.
Okay, kids, we'll be right back after this important message.
Kids Ablaze will be right back.
Welcome to the House of Hope and Healing, a place to find your hope again. The House of Hope and Healing is a free ministry located in Kansas City that offers compassionate prayer support when you need it most. No matter the reason, medical, personal crisis, or anything else life can throw at you, the House of Hope and Healing is here to help. Whatever has caused your hope to fade, we can make it shine again. Visit the House of Hope and Healing and discover hope again.
Learning is fun at Libby Lane Preschool in Montessori. Located in Lee's Summit, Missouri, your preschooler will thrive in a safe and happy environment at Libby Lane. Offering quality preschool education and a Montessori classroom experience, Libby Lane Preschool and Montessori is a perfect beginning to your child's education. Help your child achieve their highest potential. Find out more at LibbyLanePreschool.com.
World Revival Church, the place to begin again. Through powerful worship with Eric Newsom Thomason, preaching and teaching by award-winning speakers and authors Steve and Kathy Gray, training in marriage, finance, family, fun, fellowship, and friends for everyone. World Revival Church, when it's time to begin again. 10 o'clock Sunday morning, 9900 View High Drive, Kansas City, Lee Summit.
He's a good, good shepherd, and he'll lead me home. When the night is dark, never be alone. He will always come to find me if I start to roam. He's a good, good shepherd, and he'll lead me home. Jesus is my shepherd, I have all that I need. I lie down in green pastures and walk by peaceful streams. Refreshes me and shows me the way that I should go. Anoints my head, my cup will overflow. He's a good, good shepherd, and he'll lead me home. When the night is dark, I'll never be. this valley. I know that you are near. Your rod and staff bring comfort. No evil will I fear. Your goodness and your mercy will follow me for sure. And I will dwell with you forevermore. He's a good, good shepherd.
Hi, my name is Steven Uchman, and I work with our Blazers ministry.
And I oversee Firehouse.
We are the leaders of Action Kids Academy.
And I am a member of the children's ministry team here at World Revival Church.
Every week, we see children pursue an encounter with God through their powerful worship and heartfelt prayers.
They speak and preach the word with boldness. They worship with passion. They pray heartfelt prayers.
I have seen the hearts of young men and women that seem to be so hard melt and become soft in just one moment of the presence of God.
We believe there is no junior Holy Spirit. The children can be filled with God's Spirit as kids were in the Bible.
As a mother, I love to see my own two daughters being raised as mighty warriors.
With three kids of our own in World Revival Church Children's Ministries, we can't speak of a better place to watch a child grow in God.
Why not partner with us at World Revival Church in teaching your children to be set apart for God's use only?
If you live in Kansas City and you want your kids to be all they can be in God, then come join us at World Revival Church.
And if you live in another city, consider moving to Kansas City. People relocate for financial reasons. Maybe it's time for you to relocate for spiritual reasons and join us here at World Revival Church of Kansas City.
It's time for your kids to be all they can be in God. Join us here at World Revival Church, 9900 View High Drive, Kansas City, Missouri, or visit worldrevivalchurch.com. World Revival Church, begin again.
Get ready for more Kids Ablaze.
Have you ever tried to do your best, but always seem to fail?
we've had today. Learning about the lost sheep made me really want to stay close to God. Besides, with Him we have everything we need because He is our good shepherd. Well, that's all we have for now. I'll see you next time right here at the Firehouse.